Schemann and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday, which this week is the hump day, 5 o'clock hour. Just had a great conversation with Matt Elliott, former All-American offensive lineman from Michigan, talking about the big game against Ohio State. We had Wikipedia, where we had an argument about funfetti cake. That was good.
Argument.
Pete had the
that
wrong,
was enlightening.
Pete had the wrong side of the over/under on the Michigan State win over Georgia in the was it the Maui Classic?
Yeah, tiny skittles though. Tiny
life's
skittles.
Too short to bet the under.
And
tiny skittles.
You're not giving us a MAC special tonight for Tuesday night football.
I am giving you a 3-team. I'm not even going to say a parlay. All I could say is I guarantee that it will go 2-1 or 3-0. Or tomorrow's free.
Or 1-2.
All right.
No, I guarantee at least 2-1 or 3-0. And the three games you probably would have no idea, and I'm telling you, they're all going to hit and go 3-0. One game you can watch on TV.
You're going to lay the points with FGCU hosting Florida Tech, or is that game not on the board?
I don't think it's on the board.
I would think that they would be a favorite.
Yes. All right, Chris intrigued me going into the break. Great tease because it's got me listening. He had a question for me, but we'll get to that in a minute. We've got your Sports Center rundown to do as well. And you know what? If you want to get on the air, say you want to talk about the Lions. Claus at 239-337-ESPN. How are you?
Hey.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
You know you have a Netflix new cartoon named after you now that said it's an instant classic.
Santa Claus?
It's called Claus.
Oh, fantastic.
Klaus.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask if anybody saw Ford versus Ferrari.
I am going to see that in the next couple
of
days.
I haven't seen that.
I think it's the number one movie in the country.
I did just see the new John Rambo movie last night, though. I finally saw it.
Well, I wanted to wonder if anybody saw it, if Ford loses in the last 2 minutes against Ferrari. Is that how that works?
Probably.
I don't know. I'll let you know after I see it. But that's
a little double entendre in Hollywood? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one would think, right?
So is your Thanksgiving all set? You ready to watch the Lions on Thursday?
Yeah. I'm giving Chicago and I'll take the Lions and giving 10 points.
Yeah, you need some points. I think the line is 3.
No, it's 3. You don't have to get 10.
All right, Klaus. Man. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
But
man.
He would take 10, which is, if you can get it at that number, go for it,
go
I guess.
Go for it. Can you buy down?
But Klaus is that it's a new animated movie on Netflix. I think it's an hour and a half. They said it's an instant classic. Just came out last
week. It's a Christmas theme?
Christmas, yeah. It's about...
Oh, I'm doing that Friday.
It's about Santa Claus. I think
Christmas tree.
Your kids will love it.
Ugh. Mine's been up for weeks.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Kid's getting his and getting like a small one in his room this year for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little scared about water spilling on the carpet.
Oh, you're putting a real one in his room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
I think so.
Why does he want one in his room?
I don't know. Why do kids want what kids want?
He's going to roughhouse that thing. It'll be falling over. You'll have water all over. You got carpet or hardwood?
Carpet.
Oh, you just put the carpet in like a year ago.
Can you do? Brand new. Can you say no? Like,
I could, but it's easier to just pay for new carpet next year.
Now, here's the magical question.
Is it a tiny tree or a big tree?
Oh, a tiny one. Like, you know, one of those.
Like a shrub.
$20.
Put them on the.
$10, whatever.
Put it on a coffee table type
Here's
thing.
The question.
Oh, put it on his table.
Yeah.
You can put it still get up
and
there.
You can get little presents underneath.
Good.
Hold on,
option.
Hold on. Yeah. When Santa comes, which tree does he leave the presents
Well, Santa
under?
Can't go in his room.
Why not?
Because he's sleeping. Come on now.
Well, that's
maybe
where the tree is.
But you could maybe leave a cookie.
I don't know. He can
leave a cookie.
It's up to Santa. He's very busy.
I think he would respect the
Santa,
not eat
is.
It. I think he would respect the cookie and not eat it.
Yeah. All right. Right now in the 5 o'clock hour, it is time for the Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
All right. The NCAA has upheld the postseason ban on Missouri football for this year.
That was timely.
Only took 19 weeks for them to rule on that.
Absolutely ridiculous.
No, I'm serious.
It is
19 weeks.
You gotta
play
all
tonight
season.
In college football, sort of, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee will unveil their new top 25 storyline to keep an eye on. How far do they drop Oregon after their loss? And Duck Hodges, starter for the Steelers against the Browns.
All right.
Rugby guy says, Klaus, this is an instant class. I saw it with the baby girl last weekend.
Now, here's the deal. For you to be an instant classic, You have a high bar to cross for people of me and Pete's generation.
I agree.
We still love the claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah. and the Frosty the Snowman, and the
and
Year
Santa
Without
Claus,
a Santa Claus, and
Santa
the Heat Miser.
Yep.
That you got to be better than that. And so, and Pete, you saw Klaus. You said
I
it,
did not it, see it. It's on Netflix. I've seen the trailer for like 10 seconds, and it looks good. I mean, it's kind of like, I think it's like the origin of Klaus, Santa Claus, and it seems very good. I hope it's not too musicy.
But. Well, they always break down in song, which you know I'm generally against, but with Christmas songs, with cartoons and all that, it's okay.
I've seen nothing but unbelievable reviews for it.
All right. We'll get to this.
And one thing, on Mandalorian Week 3, which was fantastic again. So I'm told Baby Yoda is going to be a thing for Christmas, and I will get one because Baby Yoda is going in this studio.
Pats jersey.
No, just in his authentic Jedi, little mini Jedi, because he's in a little mini Jedi robe.
All right. We spent a good deal
it's like
of the
a
show.
Burlap sack robe.
Yeah.
Looks itchy.
If you're just tuning in, we spent a good portion of our show talking about Lamar Jackson's awesomeness and how he is just improving leaps and bounds every week with last night's Monday Night Football win over the Rams. We still have to get to Chris's question for me, which I'm intrigued by.
It's not that great of a question.
I got a couple of lists here.
I'm also more intrigued by the caller here who hasn't called this show in a year and a half.
I know. Unbelievable.
Raider Mike, where have you been?
Whoa.
Chris,
what's up?
Your taste in film is impeccable. That Mandalorian rocks.
Awesome.
Love it. Brilliant.
Yes.
The Irishman, you guys got to check out.
That comes out tomorrow on Netflix.
Way too long, but it's worth it. It's painful, but it's worth it.
Comes out tomorrow on Netflix.
Yeah. I saw it in the theater already. Anyway, boys, I'm in Portland. I will wind up in Vegas. Let's talk about the Raiders, Pete. You said I said in Oakland on the show at 102.5 FM in Frisco, hire Gruden. Everyone laughed at me then. I've took it for a long, long time. You said it was insane. It will never work. Lost touch. Everyone else did too, Pete. So don't worry about it.
Well, here's
wait
the thing.
Wait a minute, Raider Mike. You haven't called this show in a year and a half. You've been bottling this up for a year and a half. Where have you been?
You haven't called since the Patriots whipped the Raiders in Mexico City.
I will explain where I've been. It's an awesome, crazy story. If you guys want to ask me these questions now, I'm here.
I'm going to be calling you guys
over the next few weeks till I get home.
I did put the Jets.
See my kid.
Okay.
Et cetera.
All right.
So, anyway.
I did put the Raiders on red alert last week.
Are going to be the talk of the league till the end of the year anyway.
All right.
I mean, especially if we can close in KC. So, anyway.
All right.
Ask questions, boys.
All right. I got about 30 seconds. Where have you been?
I put the Raiders on red alert last week, but no one believed me, but I put them on red alert. But anyway.
I've been fighting hurricanes. I've been hanging out at home. I've been putting deals together, and you guys will hear about all this stuff. So whenever you guys want me to call and we have more time, I'll tell you where I've been what's happening. I'm also talking to the guys who want to pull the A's to Portland. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So anyway.
All right. Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Hang on for another segment if you want. If not.
No, that's okay. I just want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
and it's good to hear your
Mike.
Voice again. Thank you. I think I remember why he quit calling.
Moving, shaking, guys. Come on.
He's got deals going on, man.
Deals? What are you talking about?
Wheeling and nailing. Raider Mike. He used to call daily.
It was a daily occurrence with Raider Mike for a long time.
And then I think Pete yelled at him one day, as Pete can do.
No, what he was being ridiculous. It was before all that year.
Was it Jack Tatum?
No, that was another. He was going nuts all that year, and then about Mexico City, how the Patriots were going to get clobbered, and the Patriots went in there and whipped them by I don't know how many points, and it's just stuff that was wrong
about all the time. Jack Tatum thing where
that was separate. That was separate.
I think it was.
That was maybe your biggest blow up on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one
to that. But
all right, now I'm afraid I've built this
he's
up
still
too
not gonna
much.
Make, he's still not going to make it there 10 years. He's not going to make it through that contract.
I'm just going to ask you straight up. Don't build it up anymore. Is your wife making the apple pie this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Can you bring me a piece? Because I've heard nothing about how great this apple pie is.
I've told you I don't eat other people's apple pie.
I know that.
Because of my wife nailed it. And this is her specialty. Now, sadly for me and inexplicably for me, I only get about one, maybe two of these a year. I mean, this should be on a regular rotation.
But I want to put your palate to the ultimate test. Not that you couldn't pass it.
Now, I got one already last week because we have other relatives in town, and we had kind of an early Thanksgiving with them, and she made a pie for that. And she's going to make another one for Thursday. So the answer to your question is, I'm rolling in my wife's apple pie. It's the best on earth.
So you're going to bring us a slice?
I don't know yet.
Actually, I don't care if you bring Pete a slice. I would like a slice of Mrs. Sheeman apple pie.
I want a slice because I want to put you to a taste test. I want to get five different types of apple pies, and I am going to line them up. You will be blindfolded, and you will have a taste test.
You know what?
That is.
I don't think we can do this.
Why?
Why? I think I could.
I'm looking out for Craig here.
Well, it's...
And if he fails this taste test,
he's not
getting apple pies again. Like, if he picks the Perkins one over the wife's one, she'll just say, go to Perkins and get yourself an apple pie.
I've had a good thing going for 30 years here, and Pete's going to ruin it.
I ain't talking Perkins or Publix. That will be part of it, those type of bakeries and other great... I'm talking when he picks the hostess apple pie. That's going to be the... That will send her over the edge, if you ever did
that. Here's the thing. I think I could sniff out blindfold. I think I could tell the difference.
Well, you can't see. I wouldn't let you touch a hostess apple pie because you'd be able to tell in 2 seconds.
That's true.
So everything would be on a...
Does she cross the top? Is it a flat top of?
I mean,
is there any top?
We've done both. It's a crumbly top.
Oh, I like that.
So that's more of a strudel.
No, this is a pie. This is a pie.
Well, lattice. You have lattice to be. No, you don't have to have lattice to be a pie.
Yeah, you need some support.
Well, you don't have to, because pumpkin pie doesn't have lattice. I mean, but some apple pies do, some don't. Does she leave it kind of chunky?
Yeah.
Like the crumbly top?
No, I mean the apples themselves.
Yeah. Isn't that what apple pies do?
Yeah, some people over-mush them a little bit.
This isn't applesauce pie.
No, but some people still tend to overcook the apples, and I like the apples al dente, where you get a little texture.
JPP is saying Pete is now making a list out of apple pies.
No, we got to do that.
And now, a list.
I'll have every just one piece on a fork. You'll be blindfolded, and you're not going to be able to dig into any particular cake.
And you feed him.
I think I could.
I will do that.
I think I could tell.
And that will go Facebook Live that day as we're doing it. And then you will have, you'll taste five. I think we should do five.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
And then it'll all be live. And then you will have, you can have a glass of water in between each bite.
Yeah.
Moose bouche, as they say. Yeah. And then.
What do they say?
It means one bite. It's an apple.
Moose bouche?
Moose bouche. In French is mouth for bouche.
Oh, and how about that?
Oh, Pete's kryptonite. Don't for a second think I was bad-mouthing the pie selection at Perkins. It's a fantastic bakery.
No. They're all great.
It's a very good bakery.
But this is like the final four. I mean, we're only the best of the best.
You go homemade when you do a – you go homemade, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take the best possible, but there will be a hostess apple pie in the competition.
But you'll be able to – I hope you'll be able to pick that one out instantly. You got real problems at home.
Right, but just to see that.
This is the guy that microwaves hot dogs. I mean, you know, I just...
Do they still make Table Talk?
What is Table Talk?
Table Talk used to be in a little box of pies. Used to do apple, cherry, blueberry. Remember Table Talk pies? You'd take them to school with you sometimes.
Remember the hostess little... Yeah, I guess not.
These were Table Talk. I mean, they didn't have them down here.
Our audience is chiming in on Raider Mike.
Oh, the French silk pie. Oh, from Perkins. Wow. You ever seen the movie American Pie?
Yes.
With that.
Hilarious. Kentucky Tim says Raider Mike setting up all those deals. He probably set up Hard Knocks. Also said he helped.
Don't be talking bad about Raider Mike. I missed Raider Mike.
He helped AB get in and then out of Oakland. Those kind of deals. deals together.
That was AB's second call. It was grandma, I'm free, then Raider Mike, I'm free.
Chris, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree is perfect for the kids' rooms and ties into all the time. We have that tree.
What do you mean? The Charlie Brown Christmas.
The one that has when the one at the end that well, the needles fall off and he puts it one around it.
Oh.
But I have you can get that. You can buy that.
Maybe that's
yeah, I've seen them.
I have that one.
But he wants like a real tree.
Huh? Oh yeah.
Not like
the Charlie Brown tree's got like two green things.
You know
you buy it at Michael's or some
I gotta go fake tree here.
Yeah.
I gotta go fake tree in the kids' room.
You're gonna end up with water.
I think that's the
floors.
Only appropriate course of action here. I'm gonna have a mold problem in a few months.
And that new carpet you got is gonna have a little stained circle on the bottom wherever.
Yeah. No, I got
I gotta tell you, this is a bad idea.
No, I think I know that.
Tell them to make a choice.
But Christmas isn't for convenience. You know?
That's for darn sure.
That's for sure.
You tell him either Darth Vader doll or Christmas tree. He's got to pick one or the other.
Baby Yoda.
He wants the Darth Vader doll, even though he's scared to death of Darth Vader.
I think I can
No, he wants Darth Vader.
Toot says, people still say clobbered. Yeah, I say clobbered all the time. I love that word.
Clobbered like punched?
Yeah, clobbered. Yeah.
Pete Scriven, you're right. You did ruin after.
What?
French Silk Pie, he absolutely ruined it with that reference from American Pie. American Pie 1 or 2?
1.
Are you sure it was 1?
Okay. Yeah, well, that's the reason it was called American Pie.
Well, there was 2, and then they did American Pie 1, 2, and then a third one, which never made it. It was just straight to DVD. Right
oh, they did American Wedding?
Yeah.
American Reunion? Yeah, because that's when the father, who is that actor with the really bushy eyebrows?
He's hilarious. Oh, no, Eugene Levy. He's awesome.
He's fantastic. Well, we'll just tell your mother we ate the pie.
Yeah. You want to see him? If anybody has ever owned a dog and has not seen Best in Show, you are missing out. It's only 90 minutes long. It is an absolute classic. Classic.
You made a crumble out of that.
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
Stifler, Green one of Falcon, the funniest characters I've ever seen in cinema.
Everything he
does. Oh, gosh.
He's got a great series on Netflix that is hysterical.
Who, the guy that plays Stifler?
No, Eugene Levy.
I think, me and Chris are talking about something else.
No, you said the dad with the bushy eyebrows. I said Eugene Levy. Yeah.
Stifler is Sean Scott Williams.
Yeah, and he hasn't really done much.
Have you seen Role Models with Paul Rudd?
No.
Do yourself a
also
favor.
Also funny?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
He was in Dude, Where's My Car also with Keanu Reeves.
No, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
yeah. Don't come at me there. That's
right. Keanu Reeves. Was he in
Keanu.
Keanu was in
The Matrix.
No, but
I know he did The Matrix.
No, he was in a slob movie before.
Really?
That. Yeah, yeah. He was.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
It wasn't Back to the Future. It was a time travel. No, not the Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Bill and
Ted. That's
See?
The one. Keanu Reeves was with.
I didn't even get the syllable. But
yeah.
Exactly. Very good.
Good time.
I never saw that. Man. Did not see that. Green Falcon, my wife's apple pie has gotten most excellent over the last couple of years. Bake Off. Six away. I got excited about Raider Mike, but that was a letdown. Raider still making the playoffs. That's not. There's no guarantee there. Gruden will be there in all 10 years. I absolutely know. And I stand behind. Jacobs, I lost it.
Thank you, Dopey. It's Sean William Scott, not Sean Scott Williams. I got the names.
And with Pete's Kryptonite's reference to the Shermanator, I want to be the Sheminator now. The guy from American Pie. I'm now the Sheminator.
Locked on target.
Let's gingerly touch our lips. Is that something from the movie?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's from Role Models.
Okay, I didn't see that either. Sounds funny.
Oh, goodness gracious. Chris, real quick, what was the score of the Monday night game last night between the
40-something to 6.
Yeah, all right, we did sports. There. We did sports.
45-6.
Thank you. Mark Jackson, 5 touchdown passes. There, we did sports this segment.
Oh, man. Well, look, guys, I mean, honestly, we got tomorrow left for work.
That's going to be off the chain tomorrow.
They're closing the building down early tomorrow.
We always get screwed on that deal.
I hate that. And I've asked the GM to stop sending out the email to everyone.
Oh, like, just leave us off?
Let's send it to the different departments, but let's leave programming out of it because it doesn't matter if you close the building
early. For
those
that can't follow the bouncing ball here, there was probably an email that said, all right, staff, feel free to leave early tomorrow. Get your holiday going. What, leave at 2? Noon? 3?
It'll be done pretty early in the day.
And we get screwed because we're on till 6, and that's a full day.
But you get to sleep in.
Yeah. What's the cutoff? Is there time?
I think it's 2.
I'm punching it up.
Jeez. We happen to be on from 2 to 6. So we'll be here in an empty building tomorrow.
Here's Mary. Oh, Philly. Kevin just dropped a lunch off for you. Yep. I said that already. Thank you, Kevin. And meatball sub.
The audience is digging the Sheminator. Lee and Perrins, rabid Buckeye fan.
Can you change your Twitter handle?
You know what?
At the Sheminator.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
maybe
Lord.
Not the handle. Keep it Craig ESPN, but change it from where it says Craig Sheeman. Just do the Sheminator.
I like it. I think it fits. It's all good. All right.
Oh, Lord.
239. This is why I love listening to you guys on my way home from work. Yeah, we love doing it.
Green Falcon, Eugene Levy and Splash with John Candy trying to prove the mermaid exists in one of the funniest roles. He was actually, that's the first time I remember seeing him. But John Candy played.
Can't be John Candy. No, Chris is going to go anti-John Candy.
I'm not anti-John Candy.
He's not anti-John Candy.
I'm not doing this show
don't
again.
Don't say it. Don't you say
not
it.
Michael Keaton. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks and John Candy were brothers in that movie. Remember John Candy ran the fruit stand?
Who's actually like a fifth cousin.
Sixth.
Of Mr. Rogers.
In the movie
yeah, we too. Found out.
Is that
yeah.
movie out?
Yes, yeah, I got to see that too.
Is it actually out or is it coming out this weekend?
Wait, you're going to go see that movie?
Yeah, I want to see that movie.
Why not?
Terrible.
Are you crazy?
When's the last time Tom Hanks did a horrible movie?
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Joaquin Phoenix is going to be nominated for Best Actor, and so is Tom Hanks. You can mark that down too.
Well, that's fine.
One of those two is going to win it.
Yeah, what won Best Picture last year?
I don't remember.
I don't care about that.
That black and white movie on Netflix.
what was it called? I forget, but I
Senorita? No. It was...
Was it a foreign film?
Yeah, it was.
It was
terrible.
From the Cannes Film Festival?
It was about a Mexican family, like just the day in the life of a Mexican family.
Really? That was interesting?
It was art, I guess.
It was art?
Yeah.
It was in black and white.
Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers is, I don't know, it's not going to be a box office smash, but I guarantee you it's a well-done movie, and he will get accolades, and exactly, Craig, he doesn't make bad movies.
Yeah.
Even Joe versus the Volcano had its moments. Not many.
That might be a stretch.
That might be, yeah.
Tom Hanks has had to have made a bad movie.
Well, that's one.
Did you like Sleepless in Seattle? Was that your style?
I didn't really like Sleepless in Seattle, but I did like You Got Mail after I watched it like 2 or 3 times. I didn't really like it at first. I love the ending. The ending is sappy.
Now I'm confusing You Got Mail with Sleepless in Seattle because was that also done with...
You Got Mail is with... what's her name from Top Gun? Goose's wife. I can't think of her name.
Oh my God, Meg Ryan.
And at the very end, he meets her in the flower garden.
Who was the chick in Sleepless in Seattle?
I think it was her too.
Not Meg Ryan? Okay.
I think it was her too.
Okay, I thought they did a couple of movies.
And she was also in Joe and the Volcano.
Wow, that's...
Yeah. Bad movie.
The sequels to The Da Vinci Code were terrible.
I liked all of them.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed
them. You liked the second one?
Yeah, I didn't mind
Not
it.
As much, but yeah.
Because I read the books for it. That's one
I
thing.
Actually read one of the books in that series.
I read both.
I liked The Da Vinci Code, the first one.
Yeah.
I thought it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And then it got out there. Way too out there.
You know, I'll agree with you on one thing. With all those Dan Brown movies that Tom Hanks did, as the plot's going along with the dialogue, you always find the Tom Hanks character always like, over-explaining the situation in normal conversation so that the audience could follow along all the things that are going on. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
Too
unnatural.
Much. Thank you.
Nobody talks
and
like
he
that
played,
in real life.
What was the name of his character? Landrich?
Landon?
You know what? The toughest part he said, I believe, for making those two movies is because Dan Brown in the book had described his hair. Remember how Tom Hanks' character in the first one was... It was hard to do. It was like Carol
Robert
Brady.
Robert Langdon.
And but the hairstyle, I guess, was sort of difficult to mimic, believe it or not.
Seems like a detail you could change for a movie from the book, and nobody would care. But that's just me.
If you're a stickler.
Yeah. All right, boys and girls. I think we covered nothing.
Tuxedo Pooh can't stand Tom Hanks. Too bad he couldn't be stuck on that damn island with the volleyball.
Wilson!
Well, don't mess with Will. Splash did not suck Kentucky Tim. Give me a break.
don't know if I saw that was a
Splash was great.
Look, I'm going to say it now, and it's going to be a bit Craig 5 o'clock hot taking.
Bachelor Party, another great one.
What?
Forrest Gump's overrated.
Oh, go away.
It's overrated. I'm
You're
sorry.
Out of your mind.
It's ridiculous. Oh, this is so unbelievable well storyline.
Stop it sacrilege. Right now.
Sacrilege.
The only reason you could even say that is because you've probably seen it 800 times and you're maybe a little tired
at
of it at
minimum.
This point. Then it's not overrated if you're going to see it 800 times.
Stop going for Jenny. And there's so many other fishes in the sea. What's so special about Jenny, huh?
She was a hot blonde
back
in the day.
All you have to do is remember the scene which you said, bet that never happened in history class.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Lieutenant Dan. He's got magic legs.
It's unbelievable.
Ice cream.
Don't forget, we have football on Friday. Texas hosting Texas Tech. The Apple Cup, Washington State of Washington.
I told you my favorite line from that movie.
What?
Sorry, I got in a fight at your Black Panther party.
That is a good line for the one of the few.
One of the few. Every line is
Come
classic.
On. Every
sorry,
line is
it's
classic.
Ridiculous.
You even have Alabama football represented? How can you not like that movie?
Yeah, because Bear Bryant would just offer up a scholarship to somebody running by practice.
Absolutely.
Completely unrealistic.
It was absolutely realistic.
I think you should. If we had a timeout box, I'd give you a
totally.
5 minute penalty.
This was celebrity. You'd get five. This would be a $50 fine. You cannot diss that movie.
That was the worst thing ever said on this
I
show.
I said it was overrated. It's not an all-time classic like people say
stop.
It is.
Shut your mic. Shut your mic off.
That
Shut your mic off.
Movie in 100 years, people will be still calling it a classic.
College football brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creel Tractors, Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. Shaman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN Magic Legs.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry all the time.
Shaman and Shepherd. Whoa, Chris, where did this come from? Nicely done.
Wow. Believe Forrest Gump taught this gentleman how to dance.
Oh, okay, there we go. I knew there had to be a connection.
And this was the song when he was in his room.
Yeah. Shaman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. You know, I got to thinking during the break here, Pete Shepherd. Tonight there's a MAC football game, Tuesday Night Football, which you're staying away from, which
no.
is rare for you.
Yes, I am staying away from
and
it.
And there's only two NBA games, if I remember last time I checked. As a humanoid that is addicted to television, what are you going to watch tonight?
Oh, come on. Jesus.
I've stumped you.
No, that's the mess.
Might be a Netflix night.
Could be a Netflix night. It's going to be, let's see. I might put Klaus on. Klaus or whatever. However,
is it Klaus or Klaus? Let's get it right.
I don't know.
Which
don't
one
know.
Is
it's,
it?
It's Klaus.
Klaus.
But I don't know if it's like the, you know, when Santa, remember when you were the Santa Claus when he first met Iggy?
It was Klaus.
Klaus.
Yeah. All right, I believe you had a question for Chris.
So I heard this morning, Chris. Now, I would feel the opposite way. I guess a lot of companies, from what I understand, are banning Secret Santa because, this was their words, not mine, millennials found it too stressful. Now, I'm thinking, I think it's less stressful to have a Secret Santa in the office party or family parties. That way, you're only responsible for one gift, especially if you have a gigantic family.
Yeah.
But they said it is too stressful for millennials in the workplace. I think it was more about company parties. Who cares? Get a sleeve of golf balls, whatever, it's a $15 limit.
Yeah.
Buy a couple sleeve of balls and
the price
you're never going to get the present. Everything's swapped out and everything.
I'll tell you the best place to go for those, you know, $15, $20 limits for white elephant parties or whatever you want to call them. The as seen on TV section at a Walgreens or a CVS.
Yeah.
You can get a couple things that
Walmart
are kind of cool. Yeah, Walmart as well.
Yeah.
I hit the CVS on the way home.
Sure.
But they've got a lot of like cool little knickknacks.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be like over the moon excited about it. But they work.
What also works is when they have the price limit. That's helpful. That's helpful.
Well, sorry, no, it has to be a price limit.
I know.
I mean,
but that's half the stress of gift buying, right? It's like,
well,
how much do you spend?
It should say no more than 10, no more than
20. Well, and that's a classic episode from The Office where Michael Scott goes out and buys an iPad or an iPod when the limit was $10.
Yeah.
And everybody's fighting over it, and it turns into a big thing.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Bruins and Canadians are playing tonight. Yes, yes. That will be on. Hmm. That's one thing that will be on.
Now, one place I worked, we did a white elephant gift exchange where it was it could be weird stuff,
yeah,
garbage stuff, or stuff you just want to get rid of, or re-gift stuff that's sitting in a closet somewhere. That was
see, we do a white elephant like with my wife's family,
yeah,
and I think the limit's $50 every year, so you get some decent stuff you can get for $50,
yeah.
Or
I think
you can get a lot of junk for $50.
But you have a huge family, so you don't. I mean, I think yeah, it makes a difference. Everybody throws in. I think not for a huge family, one gift. I think $50 is appropriate.
Yeah. Now my wife's family, it's only there's probably 13, 14 of us. Mm-hmm. But now, like my family, I've got 17 cousins.
Yeah.
So
I
got three uncles and aunts. There's a lot hanging out there.
So doesn't Secret Santa make sense?
That's where Secret Santa comes into play.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what's a great Secret Santa gift?
Broke.
Besides golf balls, is batteries. Everybody always
needs
batteries.
I ran out of batteries the other night.
We got time. My wife brought
them. Whenever
that.
I see Everybody a deal on batteries. Them, I always buy the deal.
I still have my undeal from the hurricane threat we had this summer.
Oh,
when
I
paid $24 for like 24 AA batteries or whatever.
Yeah, I got hit with that as well.
I still have those, so I'm in good shape.
Because my wife's company doesn't do it anymore, but when we had the Peterman account, and unloaded. I mean, double A's, triple A's, nine volts.
Oh, perfect.
Good for a few years.
Yeah, good for a couple storms.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I thought, I mean, that's, I thought stressful.
No, I don't agree.
I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't agree with that.
I would say less stressful. You're buying one gift.
You don't agree with what?
No, that's stressful for
millennials are stressed about white elephant, Secret Santa.
Kucher's caddy can't go wrong.
Yeah, isn't
booze.
That the thing about millennials? They don't give a crap about anything.
No,
so they wouldn't be stressed
about
out
everything.
About anything.
That's the problem. We care about everything too much.
Oh, too feely?
Too feely. Too many emotions because we all got trophies when
Black
we played
forest,
sports.
Too scary. Ooh, you're in the forest.
Kucher's caddy says you can't go wrong with booze gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, a bottle of wine always.
Booze?
Can hit any.
Golf balls?
Hit
batteries.
Any limit with that.
Can't
you
can go
buy
wrong.
Craig a six-pack of Coors Light. He'll be good for the month.
Oh, my God. Get half a cup a night.
Unbelievable.
That is pretty close. Well, during football watching, I'll have another.
What, does it ramp up when I use on the court?
No, I'm just saying we keep track of my drink totals during football season. I'm up to 20 over 14 weeks. Do the math. But, you know, Monday through Thursday, I'm not every night, but I'll crack one open. I might do one tonight.
What about Thursday? Now, we're doing the drink total starting Thursday?
No,
Friday?
No, this is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday count.
It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. I have in 14 weeks done 20 drinks. Pete, you've done 142. Chris has done 126. I'm getting crushed.
Really I'm going fishing on Sunday, so
you
might have a low number.
You're an angler.
A lot of drinking, but a low number because the rule
no
is football has
on.
To be on.
No football will be on.
Now, do you get seasick at all if you're out in the waves?
I don't get seasick, when I was on a long, I have never gotten seasick. I have gotten fume sick, where if you're near
The exhaust or something.
If it's that bad on certain boats, it can be brutal.
I was on my honeymoon in Maui, and so brand new bride sitting there on a boat going on a whale watching tour in Hawaii. It was 3 hours, and just the sun beating. I was very nauseated. I mean, the whole time she's like, stare at the mountains, breathe deep. I mean, she was like doing Lamaze on me, giving me the breathe.
Wow.
And the thing is, I had already prepaid at $75 a head for a dinner cruise later that night, so I had to get back on a boat that night.
Wow.
Did you do the patch?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, that was your. They got Dramamine, they got the patch, they got these wristbands that you put that are supposed to like have pressure points in your wrist.
I totally whiffed. It was a bad mistake. I didn't realize at that point that I would get seasick because I love the water. You know, it's
and
my
it
dream to have
fumes.
A boat.
And right. It wasn't the fumes.
Wait, no, you get seasick, though.
Well, on this particular trip, I did. Now, when we came back, I kissed the ground because I did not throw up in front of my new bride. Kept the streak alive. No, that was pre-streak.
Pre-streak.
And I took Dramamine for the dinner cruise and was fine.
Yeah.
So, rookie mistake at my point, at that point. So,
I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life. And I didn't puke. It was all dry heaves. I was down below after 2 hours. I was so it was like
it's got to be bad for me to get sick.
Worst feeling.
What do you mean you
ever.
Throw up every day?
No, seasick.
Oh, seasick.
I don't throw up every day.
You close?
Actually, I'm on a nice streak. let's put this
politely. Good couple of months?
Not remembering going to bed and waking up and feeling fine without vomiting.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on a nice streak right now.
Wow.
I'm going to put it to the test again tonight.
Are you? Why tonight?
The wife texted me. She said that it's been a tough day at home. She opened up a bottle of wine.
Good for her.
So I'm going to go home and
have three bottles or just a couple of glasses? Well, why are you putting it to the test?
There's no count. You could just see how the night goes.
Yeah,
why do you need to get hammered on a Tuesday night? Just randomly?
Because it's really like a Thursday night.
So you're in college now where the weekend starts on Thursday?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
When they're closing the office and I got to work here until 6 o'clock tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You're darn tootin'.
We should have beer here during the show. That'd be fun.
KFC says, and God said,
I'm just saying, I haven't taken my present home yet.
KFC and God said, let there be light. Coors Light. Stay strong, Craig.
Thank you.
Does it bother, bad attitude guy from poker says, does it bother anyone else that Lamaze method was created by a man?
No.
Huh?
No.
Ooh, and I got a below deck to watch tonight as well.
Sabrina Katz fan says the best white elephant is to give people scratch tickets and watch them fight over it. Yeah, that's always
it's a fun one.
Well, I don't know how you fight over it. You either swap or you don't.
I did a fun one last year where you put like all these little knickknacks, little trinkets, lottery tickets as well, in this big cellophane ball.
Yeah.
And what was it? You have a timer going. No, what is it? You pull the cellophane off until it breaks or until that sheet runs out, and then you hand it to the next person. And whatever falls out while you're pulling is yours.
Who put all that together?
I don't know. Not me.
That seems like a lot of work.
It does. Wasn't
fun,
me, though.
But sounds fun.
It was fun, yeah.
All right. Listen, boys and girls, we got what you got coming up next. Don't forget, go to our website, 993ESPN.com, and get yourself signed up for Sheeman and Shepherd Fantasy Football. It resets every week, but you're going to want to make sure you do it early. You can't like accidentally forget Thursday Night Football this week and do, because we got three football games going on Thursday. So you want to jump on that early. Yeah.
And don't forget Pick-a-Palooza tomorrow. You guys made the name. Pick-a-Palooza tomorrow. We are doing 22 picks. Going to take up the whole segment from 4 to 5. And then Gabe Morency will have his picks at 5 o'clock tomorrow, not 4.
It's going to be like a Friday and a Wednesday.
Oh, Deuce is wild.
Deuce.
22 big ones.
By the way, Fantasy Football brought to you by Twin Peaks and BMW of Fort Myers. And a $50 gift card from David Buster's is available for the best one each week. All right, what you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on over there for dinner tonight. Get some great burgers, fries, wings, 29-degree beer. It's fantastic. You know it. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy birthday, Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it?
Greatest legs ever.
1939.
And a great voice. Great person.
Getting up there in age. In 1961.
Greatest legs ever, really?
Oh, she's got abs. She's famous.
She did have a nice set of legs.
Oh my
back
God!
In the day. I don't know how they are now.
She aged great.
Yeah. Baseball Rules Committee. The Pro Baseball Rules Committee voted 8-1 against legalizing the spitball on this day, 1961. In 1968, the 34th Heisman Trophy was awarded to Orenthal James Simpson from Southern Cal. Happy birthday, Sean Kemp, father of America, who had a lot of kids with a lot of different people. 1970, Greg Graham, Indiana Hoosier. He was mentioned on that tape that they were snuck into practice that one day when Bob Knight just went ballistic. Classic.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
I'm tired of losing to Purdue.
Yeah, that one. 1995, the Dolphins' Dan Marino set an NFL record with his 343rd touchdown pass. How about that? And in 1999, the greatest hockey player of all time, Steve Yzerman, scored his 600th career goal.
Wrong. One of the greatest.
What you got?
You never saw him play.
On TV?
I am going to give you a three-teamer tonight. That I guarantee goes 2-1 or better.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow is free. Because somebody had already texted in to miss Pete's picks because I am on a massive roll here. So They may not be sexy.
Yeah.
But they get the job done. All right? One of the games you can watch on TV. This is not one of them. Furman tonight, okay? Lay the 15 over Elon. Take Furman.
Go Paladins!
Over Elon. My second one tonight is a little obscure, too. It is Eastern Tennessee State. Lay the 11 over Appalachian. Yeah, East Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Lay the 11 over App State.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So you probably can't find those. But what you can find at 7:30 on ESPN2 is Auburn and Richmond. Both teams are undefeated. Auburn hasn't lost in like 18 games. But Richmond plus 9.5. That is the play.
All right.
So there you go. Eastern Tennessee, Richmond, and Furman.
Now, those are nice.
Those are.
Chris is red hot as of the last 24 hours. What you got?
What are you talking about? I'm a two-game winning streak.
Last 48 hours.
Well, this goes back all the way back a week now. So
I can't say you're red hot for a week because you got two picks.
I'm 2-0 in the last week. I don't know what to tell you, Craig.
All right. All right. What do you got tonight? Yeah.
Take the 1.5 with the Mavs hosting the Clippers.
You like that?
Clippers can't play defense on the road.
Oh.
Average allowing over 122 points per game.
What's
on the
total?
Road. I don't know, but I'm gonna take the Mavs plus 1.5 point.
All right. Very good.
Hang on.
That'll do it. Spain and Company coming up next.
226.
For Chris. For Pete Shepard, I am the great one,
Ooh,
Craig Sheeman.
Tomorrow.
Have a great night, and God bless America, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.